Oh yeah, babies, it's time for shenanigans on NiagarasWaterCooler.com. Turn up the volume, rip off the knob. And now, here we go with shenanigans.
You're listening to the best of shenanigans on NiagarasWaterCooler.com.
Live from that secret place in your teenage bedroom where you hid your dad's dirty magazines that you stole from his garage where he was hiding them from your mom, it's shenanigans.
Get out of my head.
Or out of your garage.
It's Rich.
Hello.
Brett.
Hello there.
Named after Michaels, but spelled like Favre.
Got it.
Charlie. What's really up? Here. He's really here this time. Yeah. Howie.
And I'm here, but sitting in a different space.
And I'm Craig. Mm. All right, so off the beginning of there, you know you hid magazines from your dad that you found.
My dad didn't have magazines. He had movies. I found those instead.
Were they like on the reel-to-reel things that you...
No. They were on Betadeck.
Beta.
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh, my God.
So you couldn't watch them is what you're saying.
No, he had a beta system. We had one of those. And eventually, I think I found a few on VHS, too. Then, you know, a couple years later, they disappeared. I don't know where the hell they went.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you hide them, and then they find them, and then they take them back, yeah.
No, I don't know what happened. Actually,
they disappeared out of your room, or did you try to put them back in the same spot?
I always put them back in the same spot. And the funny thing was, you know where they were?
Oh, memorized.
There were a couple that were on beta, all right?
Yep.
But then there were a whole bunch that, for whatever reason, were on VHS. And you know those old, like, cassette VHS, like, portable sets of drawers mm-hmm. you put the tapes in, mm-hmm. all right? He had a couple of those set somewhere in the house. It was not hidden. And if you pulled the drawer out far enough, you went past all the, you know, family-friendly ones and the...
You
know,
Once
you got past, like, row 5 or 7...
Once you got past W, you got to the X.
Pretty much. Pretty much. If it went alphabetical order, right, I would say even past T, it went straight... Yeah.
Yeah. A, B, oh, found one.
So Charlie is still a teenager, so where do you hide your dad's magazines?
He didn't have magazines. So I was going to say he had movies. And I watched my dad go from VHS to DVD.
Now he's got Blu-ray.
No.
No, now he's got, now he's got Pornhub.
He's not that good.
You can find all that stuff now online anyway.
Exactly.
It's all on a portable device. Charlie, did he have like the same drawer ideas?
Yeah, they were inside. I memorized that drawer.
He took a picture with his cell phone just to make sure.
All right, so we got Charlie's fifth birthday. We've got Charlie's first concert, and then Factor Sluts 5.
No, we got Charlie. That's and if you kept going back further, it was Making of Charlie.
That's a pretty specific title,
no,
actually.
No.
What brought that one to mind?
Yeah, that was my first one.
You're probably born after the whole magazine craze, too, then.
92, actually.
Oh, my God.
But
makes me feel old.
But one of the greatest days of my life was when my buddy Jared invited me over to his house, and he goes, dude, you got to check that what I found today. And I was like, okay, sure. So we go back into the shed, and let me tell you, this stack of magazines was as tall as I was.
Wow.
I had my pick of the litter. So I hid them.
All I heard of that was pickle. I'm like, okay.
But the thing to be careful is you can't have a stack as tall as you in your bedroom.
Oh, obviously.
So you trade out every 3 or 4 every week or so.
That's predominantly what happened.
Or if you're 15, every 4 hours.
So... Why are you
walking so funny?
Why are 15-year-olds always tired?
Why do they never do their homework?
That's why. It's 8 o'clock at night. Why are you sweating?
Why aren't you doing your homework? My hand hurts. From what? I was...
All the homework I already did.
Yeah, I was doing something else.
I walked into a door.
Hey, those are some awkwardly placed blisters.
Rich, you're old school like me.
Oh, yeah.
Magazines?
It wasn't my dad's magazines.
Oh, okay.
It was my uncle's.
All right.
Did they even have porn on 8-track?
We spent the night at my grandparents' house. Oh. And we were sleeping in what was my uncle's old bedroom, mm-hmm. and we found the same stack, but they were all foreign, so none of it was in English.
Oh, boy.
It was all French. And boy.
So it was even better. It was exotic.
Yeah. So I couldn't even read the articles.
Oh, that's a terrible idea. Oh,
are you kidding? That's amazing.
That's terrible.
Rich reads porn magazines for the articles, not the females.
No, the article's about the females. There's a slight difference. Yeah.
How are you supposed to find out what her turn-ons are?
Oh yeah. Is this Rich calling in or not? Rich? Not George. George. Yes.
Oh yeah. You're talking about 8 tracks. Oh my goodness. Pornosonic.
That was the name of the track.
Yeah.
It's got Ron Jeremy on it. It says Pornosonic.
Yep. Unreleased 70s porno music. There's a porno groove, the sound of 70s adult films.
They all sound the same.
You know those idiots who drive around town with those thumping radios that sit on, I live on a corner, so I get them sitting on the corner. The boom, the boom, the boom.
Yeah.
At 3 o'clock in the morning, I want to get one of those and play Ron Jeremy's Pornosonic.
Or just play, you know, or just when they go by, make sure that you can just click a button and just blast someone going like Howard Stern in Private Parts. You know, like so.
Did I ever tell you guys about the time I bought a new bicycle helmet and had it sitting next to me on my car seat? And you know where 77 Main is, right? Mm. I rolled up to the stoplight there. I had my bicycle helmet on and the Muppet movie soundtrack blaring out of the speakers, sitting and staring at them while they're sitting outside in front of the place.
Did they invite you in?
They looked at me and go, that guy's weird.
You would fit in perfectly.
Animal.
It's shenanigans.
Wasn't there a Simpsons episode where Bart was pranking Moe's Tavern? And
that was a lot of them.
But there was one episode, instead of pranking, he called with the prank name and somebody picked up the phone. He goes, yeah, this is so-and-so. And then Bart's like,
this
I'm
is
sorry.
Seymour Butts.
Something like that. I think that might have been it. That actually might have been it. And he says, yeah, this is Seymour. He goes, I'm sorry, sir. This was a prank call. He goes, yeah, no problem. I get it all the time. And he hangs up the phone.
The greatest anti-joke ever.
When we were kids, we used to go over to a friend's house. Scott, I won't say his last name. You know who I'm talking about. I go, we should prank call, because that we didn't have caller ID in those days, so yes, you can make prank calls.
The glory days.
Yeah, so I had the bright idea, because I like history, we should call people who are named after presidents.
Oh, my.
So I would call one up, and I'd get, you're an asshole. And then Scott would call, and he'd get an old woman, and he 20 minutes later, you're still talking to her. I'm like, dude, what are you doing? This is supposed to be a prank call. But she sounded so sweet. I talked to her for 20 minutes. Dude, I think she pranked you. Why are you still on the phone?
She was so lonely.
I'm going to go help her mow her lawn.
It's shenanigans.
I got to tell you, you've said like the word literally so often in the last few minutes that had George been here, he would have lost
his mind.
We actually had...
Literally lost his mind?
No, well, figuratively, but he would have said, I'm literally... And because we had a show a couple years ago where we discussed the fact that the dictionary, Merriam-Webster now, has made the definition of literally to be figuratively.
Really?
Yes.
Literally.
Literally.
That's fantastic.
Yes, because so many people are saying literally so much that they've made the word literally mean figuratively, and figuratively still means literally. He's like, that is figuratively the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my life.
But you literally do not understand the implementation of the word literally.
Not anymore. Evidently, it's lost all meaning. So, but
it's shenanigans.
He needed $100 of change to give to a passenger inside his tricycle. He obliged and changed the $100 to 50 notes for him.
Poof.
Poof, yeah. All you have to do is rip it in half. And it's two.
One.
Police allege that shortly after the Kiki Napop operator collected the two $50 notes from the cook, he raised the alarm that the cook had taken his penis with the two $50 notes he gave to him and started fighting the innocent man to return his penis back to him. Does he like keep it in his purse like Howie does?
I thought that was his balls.
Yeah, it's the same thing.
No, his balls are in a box. He brought them, remember?
Yeah.
Yeah, that is
he's
true.
He's banging them on the table. This is not good for podcasting.
So I don't understand. Did they cut it off? It doesn't say.
Keep reading.
Okay, I'm going to keep reading. Called on his five kinsmen on the phone who arrived at the scene, descended on the police officer and the man accused of stealing the penis with sticks and other objects, and inflicted injuries on their eyes and other parts of their bodies with blood. This can't be real. This reads like, hello, my name is Nairobi Narumba from Nigeria. I am a prince.
This is just how they write over there.
Oh, my God.
That's exactly what I was thinking. Like, he waiting for this to ask me for money.
Yeah. A police source said that the timely intervention of the DPO in charge of Bar Beach Division saved the two from being killed by the six suspects as he arrested them and took them to the station. The source said that during an investigation, police discovered that the penis of the complainant was not missing. How do you get confused about that? What's that in your hand? Is that my penis?
This is like a punked gone wrong. It's like, yo, that guy just stole my dick.
Can you prove it?
Well, no, he's got it.
So the suspects were charged on a three count charge of raising false alarm of missing penis. And conduct likely to cause breach of peace. What?
That's the punchline of the whole article. Is that this happens enough that they had to write a law.
A false alarm of missing penis. Oh, I wish they had comments on here. There are no comments
in
on here.
In the case isn't adjourned until Wednesday.
Well, thanks for that, Charlie.
Well,
pertinent information.
It's at the bottom.
Yeah, it says for mention.
They still have to be.
Davies adjourned the case till March 28th.
They still have to fulfill bail. That's the fucked up. That's why I said it's not.
Is that the fucked up part?
Yeah.
Because I bet right now he wishes somebody had stolen his dick.
Yeah.
And his butt. So this law,
you have my
that you can't.
It's a whole new meaning to Snap-on tools. I want to see section 411, 168D, and 173 of the criminal laws of Lagos State 2015.
So this law of reporting false alarm of missing penis, is that part of the penal code?
It'd be the non-penal code, right?
The non-penal code. It was a false alarm. It's part of the penal code.
Okay.
If you steal a penis, that's the non-penal code.
Okay.
I think.
Uh-huh. That's just not right.
No, there's like a psychological condition, and people in Africa and Europe and Asia suffer from it more than we do. So it's really uncommon over here. But there's a condition where
leprosy of the penis.
People think like somebody stole their junk. Like down in the Caribbean, there's a lot of fear of it.
Over probably happens a lot in China and Japan.
No. it's literally a psychological condition where you think like your junk is shrinking, or it's being stolen
usually
by somebody.
It happens when it gets cold out.
It makes you paranoid that somebody is trying to steal your genitals. It's a legitimate psychological condition, the term of which I forget. But that could have been what this guy was suffering from. Or he had just been like, I'm going to get that money back from that guy. Yo, that guy just stole my dick.
I gave the guy a $100 note so he can give me back $250. He kept his $250 and took my dick.
He picked my pocket.
Pocket pool.
Typically it's a back pocket, but in this case it was a front pocket. So yeah, I enjoyed reading this article. I thought you should enjoy it too.
That's funny.
It's shenanigans.
Last week you talked about how to poop in public and when you're on vacation. How about a toilet that vaporizes poop? Come on, you know you
Vaporize,
yes.
That's also a movie reference.
In most Western countries, the experience is pretty predictable. You sit on a white, mostly porcelain bowl, do your business, then flush. You might not even think about it. What even happens to it? But if you do take a minute to think about it, you're sitting on a wonder of engineering achievement, something that requires complex sanitation systems marrying bacteriology and urban planning. For billions of people in the world, toilets are a luxury. Latrines or an outhouse foul-smelling outdoors and festering with disease are more common. For many, a hole in the ground has to suffice. So, This woman, Diana Youssef, says she has a solution, the eye throne. What we're using is a flushable pouch, she explained to the Daily Beast while she was hopping from appointment to appointment in Boston one afternoon on a lift. It's portable, evaporative, waterless toilet. The eye throne. I don't care how old you are, farts are funny. iThrone uses an innovative self-flushing technology by breaking the toilet down into two parts. A box seat
wait a
shell.
Minute, wait a minute. That was the best contribution you've had in weeks.
Yeah, yeah.
It was just so beautifully timed. It really was. It was perfect.
I was waiting for him to take a breath in his conversation.
I was trying not to even look at you. The iThrone uses an innovative self-flushing technology by breaking the toilet down into two parts, a box seat shell and a pouch with a polymer membrane that sits within a drum. The polymer membrane has twin powers. Activate. It's able to evaporate the liquid contents of the pouch. Our waste is about 95% water, while safely and odorously keeping the 5% of fecal matter contained. How do you pee and poop in a pouch that you can take anywhere? And it essentially sucks out the moisture of your waste without water. My question is, we spend billions of dollars across this country to purify our water just to poop in it.
Okay. This whole article.
Yeah.
Whole article is an advertisement for a shitty product.
No pun intended. Exactly. Or pun very intended.
Pun very intended.
Okay.
Okay. Our friends are avid campers. We have camped with them. Mm-hmm. And when you're an urban camper, you don't do the deep woods, throw on a knapsack, go into the woods, live off the land for a few days. You go to a campground and there's facilities.
Right.
Well, the campground we were at, the facilities were a good hike from our campsite, and we had little kids.
Did you hang up your poop in a bag from the tree so the bears didn't get
they
it?
They had their
this
kids.
This kind of goes around with what they're talking about.
They had their kids shit in a plastic shopping bag on the campsite. It blew my fucking mind.
Or blew out the bottom of the bag.
No, it didn't blow out the bottom. It wasn't taco night. But
Rich, can you take care of this for me? What is this? It's warm.
Was it tacos?
And soft.
And then you run into an old friend. Hey, how you doing? You go to shake your hand.
Don't swing the bag while you're walking.
They didn't ding door.
It blew my mind that they just
light it on fire.
Here, just shit in this plastic bag.
We're getting back to nature, so we're going to poop in a plastic bag.
Yeah. And it's like cutting.
Though there have been some poops in this house that would have disintegrated that plastic bag.
It's like putting your poodle right in the plastic bag instead of waiting for him to shit and then cleaning it up with the plastic bag.
Yeah, exactly.
Put him in there and squeeze a little. It's the same thing. And that's all this is with a box. Is shitting in a plastic bag.
So where does the water go that they're talking about?
It breathes enough that the water eventually evaporates.
You think that would smell terrible?
It's gotta.
Yeah.
But they're saying, I don't know, it's got a fucking mothball in it or a Febreze or something. I don't know. Tide Pod.
Gronk say Tide Pod poop, no smell.
It's an expensive turd in a Tops bag.
It's shenanigans.
A 24-year-old man told a woman he would die from poisoning if she didn't have sex with him.
Oh, come on.
Okay.
What teenager hasn't done this to his girlfriend?
The guy's 24.
I know, but this isn't news.
It is. It's
somebody wrote this up. He got arrested for doing what every 16-year-old has done. You know, if guys don't get it every 3 days, their balls explode. Come on.
Wait a minute.
I like how he said that in like a movie voice. He went from like if he does.
I've convinced Wendy that's true.
That's fine. She doesn't listen to this shit.
No, she doesn't. So don't tell her.
We'll cut this out.
How do you have so many kids again? Well,
every 3 days.
Craig gives Wendy.
If she didn't comply, the man said he would be dead within 48 hours, as the only person who had the actual antidote was overseas. He admitted to tricking her into having sex with him after he pleaded guilty to sexual connection induced by threat at the Rotorua District Court. He then wished he had a missing penis. He showed up at the woman's home, red-faced and bent over, telling her he had been beaten up and made to drink poison. So he's going for the Oscar award here.
Oh, this is so elaborate.
After he said
it's the same thing, but it's really it's ornate. He really gets an Oscar for this one.
After he said he needed to sweat it out by having sex with her, she suggested he go for a run.
Which is the correct answer to that.
Yes. To which he replied that it needed to be in a particular way, like doggy style.
I'm going to have puppies.
Roll mom over. I want puppies. The woman then began to receive random emails from an unknown email address, seemingly corroborating the alleged story, which also ordered her to have sex with him 3 times within a 2-day period. She was instructed to perform sexual
also,
acts on him.
He was a Nigerian prince.
Yes. She was instructed to perform sexual acts on him to remove the toxin from his system.
In other words, suck out the poison.
Suck out the poison. Yeah. How do I do that? Well, the emails warned her that her loved ones would be hurt if she didn't abide by the demands, and that semi-naked photos of her would be uploaded to the internet. You know, her head on a porn star's body, probably.
At this point, it doesn't say that the woman did nothing.
It does not. I'm reading it. She was promised a car and cash if she replied. Holy cow. The emails included demands that she should perform sexual acts up to 7 times a day or until he fell asleep.
Wait. No, it does. It says it right here. The police summary says the woman only complied because she thought his life was in genuine danger.
Now, okay, but by saying the best part, I don't mean to imply, I'm not trying to be insensitive to this poor woman and her, you know, she was mistreated, but she's also very, very stupid.
Oh, okay. 7 times seems a bit excessive. I've only ever done it 5.
And that was with 3 guys.
But before long, the woman suspected the accused had been writing the emails because they contained spelling mistakes and used a nickname that only he called himself.
What?
How long?
He tried to give himself... I missed this part. That's fucking great. He gives himself a nickname?
George tried to give himself a nickname in high school. You didn't hear about this? He'll tell you the story. He goes, I tried to get him to call me the big unit when I was in high school. And then there...
This is stuff you have to wait for when Brett's here, because then me and Brett can chew him out.
All right, now wait a second.
What's up, big unit?
Oh, it's like calling the fat kid tiny, right?
It's like Biggie Smalls. Or Little John.
Was this George? Was he in
maybe
New Zealand?
He was George.
What I... But before long, the woman suspected it was the accused. But before long. How long was she doing this for?
Well, the whole thing was supposed to happen within 48 hours or he'd die.
Well, I would have, like, as long as she's going for it, I got poisoned again.
But the weirdest thing, every time I leave the room, I get an email. This time I get a car.
He's being sentenced in May.
May.
As well
as
he should.
At least he's getting sentenced happy.
Yeah.
Maybe not anymore. Seven times a day.
Until he goes to jail. He can't email the other prisoners into not butt raping him.
Well, he may be on the receiving end of I've been poisoned.
Right, exactly. I've got the antidote.
Bend over.
I'm going to butter your bread.
It's shenanigans.
I don't know if you guys saw this article that I put up. Well, only how he looks generally, I think. They want to use THC lube for sexual things.
So we go from
I
stuff
don't
up
think
the
they
ass
got it
to
right.
THC lube.
I don't think they quite understand that.
It goes hand in hand, Howie.
Yeah. It's harder, not higher.
You're going to have one messed up winky.
Yeah. It won't want to work.
No.
You would be like,
just
going to
lay there and be like, yeah, eat.
Yeah.
We have munchies all the time.
I do like how this product is called knob polish. I think that's his
The explosive popularity of the legalized recreational cannabis industry.
Explosive popularity.
Yeah. Has created new demand for marijuana-focused consumer products. You among the last latest.
Hold on a second. The only explosive thing I can only imagine this even relating to is that scene in Not Another Teen Movie where they blatantly ripped off American Beauty with the roses and everything like that. You know the scene I'm talking about?
Is that the one with Anna Faris?
No, it's one with Kyler Lee.
I'm thinking of, what am I thinking? Oh, I think of a scary movie, aren't I?
Yes. Yeah, probably.
Where she gets blasted to the ceiling?
Yeah, but it's the same thing. Yes, yes.
Matt's seen that movie. He knows what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I know that one.
Yeah.
Well, God sakes, which scary movie? There were like how many?
I think that was the first one.
I'm pretty sure this was not another teen movie, though.
Okay, I don't remember that one. Probably because I was well outside of being a teen when that movie came out.
Well, no, it's like the scary movie concept, you know. Just
yeah, it was when they made Scary Movie 1, 2, 3, and they said, oh, we're making money with these. Let's make this stupid movie also.
Right.
And then I was in college. I'm like, oh, I got money. I'm going to stupidly spend it on this stupid piece of... Yeah, it was bad. But, really? Yeah. Anyway.
So
THC lube,
THC lube, yeah.
Yeah. A new collection of men's lubricant called Jack from cannabis startup Elf 2
Products.
It's called
Jack.
I heard women are using coconut oil now.
For what?
As a... New
it smells good
lube,
and it's coconuts. And I don't like coconuts, but I bet you would.
That's why I'm here.
Tastes good too.
I don't know. So
still
like
nothing
having
from
a pina colada.
I don't know.
Yeah.
She's blowing you. That tastes good.
Pina colada.
If you want it to rain.
So maybe that is true then.
So this Altitude Products just announced its release of the first cannabis lube on the market. With tongue-in-cheek branding, the line's first product is called Knob Polish and uses CBD oil derived from the marijuana plant to elevate its users' intimate experience with therapeutic properties.
CBD, isn't that copaiba?
Cannabidiol.
Cannabidiol.
But copaiba is...
It won't make your man larger, thicker, or more charming, but you won't care.
Because it's because he went limp and he falls asleep.
Basically, this helps the man out if he has no idea what the hell he's doing.
This is for the guy
that girl won't know any better.
That's really drunk at the end of the night.
Is it in? I'm still dressed, standing over here. Wait a minute. I'm sorry. That's my gear shifter.
So instead of having whiskey dick, you're going to have pot dick cock.
Oh my God, you're so hard. What are you doing to the lamp?
No. Have you guys seen the movie High School High with John Lovitz?
No.
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 There is a scene in the movie where John Lovitz and Tia Carrera are about to get it on.
Tia Carrera.
Yeah. Mm. And this is at peak Tia Carrera hotness.
So like 1988.
No, like 1996.
Really?
Yeah. Right around the time of True Lies and right
when did Wayne's World come out?
It was like 92.
Wait, she was hot before Wayne's World, though, I thought.
And she was still... Anyway, it was still during peak prime Tia Carrera.
I don't know the exact year that came out.
But there was a scene in high school...
He'll know it. He's all about Hollywood.
You were all about it, too, there for a long time.
I'm pretty sure Wayne's World is around 91, 92. But there's a scene in High School High where John Lovitz and Tia Carrera go back to her place. And he's... You know, you hear... It's dark... You don't see anything except like the window of her apartment and John Lovitz. In
1992.
Typical John Lovitz voice. You know, you hear clothes come off and he goes, oh, my God, you're still a virgin. And she says, Richard, I'm over here. And then all of a sudden you hear a meow, meow. He's by the cat.
Oh, God.
It was ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. The movie is absolutely hysterical because John Lovitz sells every scene he's in. It was probably the only good movie he's ever been in. Although he was in League of Their Own, but he wasn't selling the
movie. Did you read the rest of this article?
Uh-oh.
On the cannabis thing? What CBD does is act as an anti-inflammatory. Hold the phones.
What? What was it?
It acts as an anti-inflammatory. It shrinks down things so they're not as inflamed. Isn't that exactly opposite of what you want to do with a sex lube?
I would think so.
I don't know. I thought my sex game was pretty fire.
Nature's baby aspirin has been touted to be good for everything from hair
growth.
Glad
you said aspirin.
Yeah. Wait a minute. Okay, are you reading the same article I am?
Let me see. Turn it around.
Does it also have a video there saying a condom snorting challenge is the latest ridiculous teen
craze? I saw that, and
what the hell?
Yeah.
What's her number?
What's the goal?
Like, the goal is the more you snort, and then you wash it down with a Tide Pod.
Is it a dirty one, or is it a used one?
No, they lube it with coconut oil.
Coconut oil. It goes down easier.
Well, you snort paradise down easier.
That's all I need to do. Coconut oil.
Coconut oil.
It's also referring to CBD as nature's baby aspirin, as it's been touted to be good for everything from hair growth and skin healing to overall pain relief. Basically, this is just one step in a long line of what I'm sure going to be many to legalizing marijuana and various forms of it.
Can you get this in New York? You probably can't get it in New York then.
Probably not.
Not everything's illegal in New York.
We're going to the company's website.
Well, it's a real easy way to incorporate new sex toy technology into cannabis enthusiasts' lives, Whitley says. Perhaps they're not ready to dive into futuristic sex toys like robots or dolls, but a CBD-based wellness product is a good place to start.
It is not available here.
It is 2018. Robots and dolls are one and the same now.
I'm just reading what it says.
Yeah.
I just approve of the...
player one's not that far-fetched off.
No, no. Although it is not related to this article, I'm sure it actually is. There's parts in the book where there's actually a very, I want to say, two or three pages in the book where the main character talks about pleasuring himself and finding a ladies' man in the canoe, is what it is called.
Ah, yes.
Yes.
The little man in the canoe.
Yes.
That little son of a bitch gets lost all the time.
Yep.
I know. I know.
Either that or it's hiding.
Yeah.
So
he's a slippery little bastard.
It's shenanigans.
That's like the thing that Howie put up, that every hand you've shaken has had a dick in it.
Yeah.
Wow.
Ouch. If you think of it that way.
Yeah.
And if you go to shit,
that's deep.
Well, you want to talk about
it
deep?
Will be.
Yeah. If you go to shake a doctor's hand, all right.
How many assholes he's had?
No. How many he's been up with that hand? You know, like, you know how many
prostates?
How many rear ends his fingers been up? You know,
that's why you will never, ever catch me shaking somebody's hand at the bar.
Good point.
How many times in your lifetime has someone come out of the bathroom drying their hands to insinuate that they've washed their hands?
And actually,
I learned when I was five not to pee on my hands.
As George Carlin once said, do you know when I wash my hands after I go to the bathroom? When I shit on them. That was what George said.
It's nothing but fist bumps. That's all you get.
That's all I'm going to do now.
What's up?
Nobody, I am not shaking anybody's hand from now on. Never. Never. I'm done.
Man's going to be thinking.
We just turned Matt into Howie Mandel.
Yeah,
I'm just like, I totally got a phobia now.
Wait, have some Purell.
Do not even try to shake my hand when you get out of the truck, because it's not going to happen.
He's going to go buy it.
I'm going to be like,
yo, later.
Sanitize.
Have a good one.
Yeah. Gonna be drinking.
I'm four generations removed from jerking him off, damn it.
Yeah. I do not know what you just did an hour ago or whatever.
Hey, relax. He doesn't have to shake your hand to read you that story later. Just don't touch the book. Jesus.
That's why I have Craig read the book to me.
Who knows where that book's been?
That's why I won't touch it.
There's no
usually pictures. Those are stuck together. That's why he's like, oh, I can't see
the
picture.
Where was that part of the story? Well, all the pages are stuck together.
Yeah. I'd show you the picture, but these two pages are stuck together.
Yeah.
It's shenanigans.
Rescuers save a sex doll found floating in the river. Emergency services responded to Patty Polsterwagen Groningen.
In this week's sex doll update.
Yeah. A passerby reported the body around 3:45 p.m. Sunday. Emergency services responded with a large number of personnel because clothes were also found on the side of the water. Boating traffic was halted. At the scene, rescuers discovered that the victim was actually a doll, one from the erotic industry, a very realistic one. Not a blow-up doll, the spokesperson said. Well,
which is why she looks surprised.
All I can say is that CPR probably sounded something like this.
Ha ha ha! Okay, stop. Sorry, my ears.
Yeah, that was actually the sound of really cheap implants.
Yeah. They'd be squeaking a lot faster.
All right, since we're talking sex dolls.
It depends on how fast you're carrying her.
Did you see the other? The other story you guys have on this list is a guy who was trying to get away with cheating by pretending that the woman he was with is a sex doll.
I saw that, isn't it?
That is.
And the woman played along, at least at the beginning.
Yeah, one guy has become the subject of one of the most bizarre and unusual pieces of footage that has ever been posted to the internet. And of course, there's a video posted.
Yeah.
And she pretended to be a sex doll?
Yes. According to the post on Facebook, he was busted by his girlfriend when about to do the dirty with another woman and decided to pretend that his mate was a sex doll to get away with it. Admittedly, your hashtag fake news sense might be tingling a bit whilst watching this, but it is certainly possible that something this ridiculous could just be true. Either way, it's funny. And we all would like to say stranger things have happened, but you just got to look at this. The girlfriend, there's video and everything.
What the fuck is really going on? What the fuck is going on in here? Who the fuck is this? The fuck is going on? What the fuck is
this?
Where the
motherfucking
sex doll?
It's a sex doll.
This bitch is not no sex doll. Where the fuck you hit this?
I got the fucking receipt right here.
You got the receipt right here?
This bitch is not no fucking sex doll. Oh my God, this bitch move.
Seriously? Hey, come on, reflexes, dummy.
The fuck out of here. This bitch. Bitch, fuck you,
man. Oh, there was 8 F-bombs there. We were way over our quota for the week.
Yes, there were. But
she literally stops. She's like this on the stairs.
She did the robot, and then the robot froze. That's what happened. That's funny. She is committed to the role, standing on the stairs frozen. The guy's girlfriend is not having it and starts to push her. The half-naked woman even attempts to ask her to stop in a robot voice. But
does not compute.
But she can only go so far and snaps before starting to gather things to leave. Even this isn't enough to get the unfaithful guy to drop his act. In fact, he doubles down saying, I've got a receipt. It's malfunctioning. I don't know why she is moving. It comes with reflexes.
It
comes with
reflexes. It doesn't come with a gag reflex.
This guy says, this guy writes, you've got to hand it to him. He's trying his very best to sell this. It's probably for the best if this turns out to be fake. It doesn't exactly paint human intelligence in the best light, does it? Basically, the friendly bits of advice to take from this are, in all relationships, honesty is the best policy. If you lie and then lie again and cover the first lie, eventually you'll get caught out. The human mind isn't smart enough to keep track of all the possible strands of lies and the directions that they can take. And a second piece of advice that you need to bear in mind is that if you're going to lie, make it believable. Things that sound ridiculous usually are. And the third and final piece of advice is if you forgot to follow the other two, is that if you're caught red-handed, just own up. It'll be over quicker if you come clean. And wow, that's just, I got a receipt. It's malfunctioning and it comes to reflexes.
That is ballsy. That is straight up ballsy.
That is, how do you have the guts to keep going with it? And when she, even the woman's like, please stop. This is not compute talking in a robot voice.
Couldn't have planned it better.
Wow.
It's shenanigans.
So I look up Gronk because I'm trying to get trying to get Gronk to sit here next to us. And I get a Gronking to Remember. And I'm like, what the heck is this? So I click on it. A Rob Gronkowski erotica series, volume 1.
Published December 30th of 2014.
Yeah.
And would you immediately one click purchased, I'm sure.
No, I did away with one click purchase. Lee has a serious problem and is driving a spike between her and her husband, Dan.
You said spike.
Yeah. When Lee wanders into the room where her husband and his friends are watching a football game, her life changes forever. Because at that exact moment, NFL's one-man wrecking ball, Rob Gronkowski of the New England Patriots scores a touchdown and does his patented Gronk spike.
Gronk have 2 balls, though.
She becomes seriously turned on. Her heart goes a spitter patter. The now normally sheepish Lee can't stop thinking about it. She's never given a second thought to football, but now the primal power of the Gronk spike and this raw monster of a man. Gronk say, greatest 2 minutes of life.
Gronk say, I give you 2 minute drill.
Warning, contains sexually graphic scenes, as well as the misuse of American footballs. I can't even read the rest of the sentence, man. Oh my god.
That well, doesn't go there.
That's what it says. Oh my god, find out the lengths people will go to fulfill their fantasies. It is a super sexy, sex-filled story of want and lust with a super sexy, sex-filled happy ending. If you read one book about Rob Gronkowski this year, make it Growing Up Gronk. But if you read two books about Rob Gronkowski... But if you read two books, make the second one groggy to remember. Warning.
Groggy.
The fact is, warning, contains some sexually graphic scenes, as well as the misuse of American footballs that will leave you wet hard and everything in between. Sports.
Sports.
Oh my good God.
Where are the comments? Oh, we got to read the comments.
Yeah, the reviews. My favorite was 5 stars with Gronk again. Oh my God.
It's only 78 pages
long. Wait. Is there a sequel called 50 Shades of Gronk?
No, it's a Gronking to Remember Part 2. Chad goes deep in the neutral zone. Rob Gronkowski Erotica Series Volume 2.
There are 94 reviews on this. Wow. Here's a 5-star review written by somebody named Jake. Okay. When you're a connoisseur of Patriots tight end themed erotica like I can't even read this. It has been a long dry period these past few years. Of course, the pinnacle of this genre, 2011's A Tale of Two Tight Ends, is unlikely to have a sequel written unless it's prison-based, which is ideal.
Nobody's ever read that all the way through. That book is huge.
Oh my God. So I checked on the author. Dark Desires, Taken by the Obamacare Sex Robot, My Obama Nightmare, Volume 1.
Wow. Oh my God.
I don't care if my best friend's mom is a Sasquatch. She's hot and I'm taking a shower with her.
Somebody gives us 5 stars and calls it the Iliad of our time.
Oh, here's one that will give us, all of us at the table, something to look forward to. Seduced by the Dad Bod. Okay. The blacker the robot, the moister the oyster. Falling for Obamacare sex robots.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. This is so awesome. As good as Gronk gets.
These reviews
are need more Gronk. Ridiculously bad in the best way possible.
This book is just so ridiculous, but as a Pats fan and a Gronk enthusiast, I felt that it merited a short read and a couple bucks. This will definitely be passed around my circle of friends and has already been brought out at parties for a good laugh. I loved hearing Gronk read a passage at his press conference before the Super Bowl. Hysterical.
Oh, who reads the audiobook? Gronk not say that.
They should have Rob Gronkowski do the audiobook. But don't give him the opportunity to read a second take. So, and don't read it ahead of time. So he's just, you get the initial reaction of
what the hell?
Like at every turn. That would be spectacular. That's like having celebrities read mean tweets about themselves.
Yeah.
It would be,
I'm looking to find,
Gronk reads his own fanfic erotica.
Gronk, this book was so amazing. No need for 50 Shades of Gray. Gronk will give you all 50 Shades of White in your pants, and you'll love it.
Perfect for the Pats fam in your family. Oh, yeah. I have a couple Pats fans. I should anonymously send it to them.
Like all those sex toys you were sending?
Yeah.
This is hysterical.
It is.
Why did we wait so long to go on this story? This is great.
Adding to the legend of Gronk. Could have used some grammar editing, but why be picky when there's so much hilarity afoot? There are a lot of laughs, but I couldn't shake the feeling the book might have been written collaboratively by a bunch of horny frat boys on a weekend when the Patriots had a bye.
I bought this book thinking that it was about Rob Gronkowski's early years and his development as an athlete.
What?
So apparently they didn't read the title. They just saw the Gronk on the cover. A Gronking to Remember.
When I saw it, I couldn't help but add it to the list, you know?
I like this one. Excellent read for the entire family and a crucial addition to anyone's personal library. Dickens, Hemingway, Twain, Poe. Pick any classic author and burn their books because Lacey Noonan's collection is the only one worth reading.
I just read that one.
The Iliad of our time. The Western canon is scattered with watershed works of literature penned by American authors. Add a Gronking to remember to that list.
I ordered this book because the cover was under discussion. I opened to a random page and I found it disgusting and immediately tossed it in the trash. Gronk say, no throwing trash.
What did I just read? This book is hilariously tolerable. It's almost worth ordering for the entertainment and lack of writing skills the author possesses. If you love the Pats, hate the Jets, and like a little kicky action, then go for it.
I thought it'd be fun to read. Then I saw him and his mom on TV and felt bad for purchasing.
Wait a minute. Rich just read that review about how the guy bought the book thinking it was about Rob Gronkowski's early years and his development as an athlete. He soon realized it was a different kind of story, but after a few pages was hooked and now won't consider reading anything again about a pro athlete unless it includes a fair portion of boning. This guy gave the review 5 stars.
Yeah. God, what is this?
But Gronkadonk.
87 flavors of Gronk, the kickoff, Rob Gronkowski fantasy and novella, erotic series book number one. And you can read it for free on Kindle. This is a story about Tess. She's a New England girl and she's super intelligent and horny. She and a friend invent a toy that will blow your mind. Tess loves sports and of course has the hots for Rob Gronkowski. Who doesn't? I know Rob, right? Will she be able to tackle Gronk? Oh, my God.
This is hysterical.
It's got 7 5-star reviews, and that's all it's got. 87 flavors of Gronk.
There are so many different New England Patriots erotica things here. Just fell for Edelman, no lie. A Julian Edelman erotica.
There was one for Stephon Gilmore, but they kept dropping it. All right. Thank you all for listening. It's Shenanigans. We're out.